Macmillan Audio presents And Thereby Hangs a Tale by Jeffrey Archer. Read for you by Gerard Doyle.
Stock on you. Jeremy looked across the table at Arabella and still couldn't believe she had agreed to be his wife. He was the luckiest man in the world. She was giving him the shy smile that had so entranced him the first time they met, when a waiter appeared by his side. "I'll have an espresso," said Jeremy. "And my fiancée," it still sounded strange to him, "will have a mint tea."
"Very good, sir."
Jeremy tried to stop himself looking around the room, full of at-home people who knew exactly where they were and what was expected of them, whereas he had never visited the Ritz before. It became clear from the waves and blown kisses from customers who flitted in and out of the morning room that Arabella knew everyone, from the maitre d' to several of the set, as she often referred to them. Jeremy sat back and tried to relax. They'd first met at Ascot. Arabella was inside the royal enclosure looking out, while Jeremy was on the outside looking in. That was how he'd assumed it would always be, until she gave him that beguiling smile as she strolled out of the enclosure and whispered as she passed him, "Put your shirt on, trumpeter." Then she disappeared off in the direction of the private boxes. Jeremy took her advice and placed £20 on trumpeter, double his usual wager, before returning to the stands to see the horse.